Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Smoking. And full disclosure, I used to smoke. Then I got married, and my wife laid down the law and said, I'm not going to marry somebody who smells like a walking ashtray. So I quit. And then I used to sneak a few when I was at Care 11. No more tobacco for this guy. Certainly don't want to mess up my lungs any more than they're already messed up. Today, if anybody asks, is World No Tobacco Day? According to the World Health Organization, fighting the tobacco epidemic. They call it an epidemic. And what people around the world can do to claim their right to health and healthy living and protect future generations. And I keep seeing these stories about millions of young kids, mostly teenagers in this country, who have become hooked on vaping. Because the thought was, well, vaping is safe. So yeah, here's a safe way to get a buzz. No after effects, no concerns. We reached out to the Minnesota Department of Health to get an expert to talk about quitting tobacco, whether it's, you know, cigars or cigarettes or vaping. And Jen Cash is joining us right now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Jen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Is this as big a problem in Minnesota as it is all across other parts of the U.S.? It seems like vaping is still a problem, and younger people have been sucked into the vaping world, right?
Yes, unfortunately, that is true, Paul. We have statistics around youth e-cigarette use from the Minnesota Youth Tobacco Survey that the Department of Health conducts, and it's not good. We know that one in five high school students use e-cigarettes. That's an alarming trend. We do also know that all of the, the tobacco use, cigarettes, and what we sort of formally think of as combustible products, where youth used to use those at higher rates, that has trended downward significantly, and that's wonderful. Okay. However, the e-cigarette use is coming in, and that is what we are concerned about. We see middle schoolers using e-cigarettes, and actually it's like 35% of all high school students have ever used e-cigarettes. That's a huge percentage.
One out of three. Do we know about the effects of breathing that vape, what's in there? My understanding, there are some chemicals when you breathe in, and that it isn't necessarily harmless. And do we also know the long-term effects of nicotine?
So those are all really good questions. And the research around vaping is still fairly new, and particularly with youth. But what we do know is there are chemicals in even though we don't have the smoke, there are still chemicals that create the heating, and there's still nicotine. So an e-cigarette is still tobacco, because nicotine is derived from the tobacco plant in most cases.
Jen
so
Cash.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Finish your thought.
Yes. I think the biggest concern that we have with youth is that they don't necessarily know that vaping or using e-cigarettes is as harmful as using other commercial tobacco products. So that's a message we need to get out to kids, because we do see that 70% of youth who have vaped are showing signs of dependence, and that's a concern.
Jen, last question. If you're a parent and you know or you suspect that your child is vaping, and I remember my teenage years, my parents would tell me one thing and I did the opposite, but do we have any data, any findings, any best practices? What's the best way to get your kids to be able to wean themselves off vaping? Is it, tell me, there's probably no, you know, silver bullet, but what are the best ways to convince kids to get off this stuff?
So what we have is a program called My Life, My Quit, and that program is specifically geared to 13 to 17-year-olds. It is a program where they can text, they just text the word START to 36072, and it's free, it's confidential, parents don't need to know about it.
Oh, okay.
And there's also a website. It's called MyLifeMyQuit.com, and parents can go there for resources. There's a lot of education there, how to talk to your kids. You know, it's a challenge. You don't know what a vape device necessarily looks like. They look like flash drives or pens or highlighters. So it can be hard to know what they look like. But what you can do is look for signs in your teens. If you smell a fruity or minty smell, that's what the smell often is from the vapor. If they have changes in mood, they're more irritable, stomach aches, you know, things like that you want to look out for. And when you have the conversation, you know, you want to approach it calmly, be in a calm situation, be genuinely curious about it, and focus on the behavior and not on the person. So those are just some general ways to talk to kids about it.
I remember it was easier to scare people into doing the right thing with cigarettes, right? When the packs of cigarettes would show, you know, a cancerous lung or somebody with a tracheotomy, you know, where they're breathing out of their neck instead of out of their nose and mouth. Some of those pictures were gory and graphic, but they were effective. I think it's probably a little more challenging with vaping than it is with, as you said, combustible tobacco.
That's right. And we think those messages did get through to kids. You know, kids don't like the way it makes their clothes smell or their breath smell. And so they, you know, have not been exposed to as much of the advertising any longer.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the rates are lower around cigarette use. But the e-cigarettes are still pretty widely available. Teens can buy them online, and so because they are available and because they are flavored, and teens are mostly interested in those flavored products, they have over thousands of flavors, things you can't even imagine. But the fruity and mint flavors are what kids are drawn to.
Jen Cash, Supervisor, Tobacco Cessation Programs with MDH. And tell me again that website.
Sure thing, Paul. It's MyLifeMyQuit.com. It's
okay.
A program for youth, and kids can text START, the word START, to 36072 on their smartphone, and no one has to know. If they're curious, they have questions, they just want to talk to somebody, they can.
Very cool. MyLifeMyQuit.com. That would be a good place to start. Parents can check that out. And if any younger people are listening who want to get off this stuff, there's a smart way to do it. Jen Cash, thank you for your time today on CCO.
Thanks again, Paul.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it.
then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.